Hello, and welcome to this happy podcast. I'm Leanne Albrizio. Sadie and Abby Bowler, Gen Z age sisters and founders of hair and personal care brand Sadie B, have respect for the middle-aged male CEOs running beauty and personal care brands. But for their brand, authenticity means being made by the girls for the girls.
So Sadie, I understand that you were only 16 when you first decided to head up your own personal care brand, and you have a lifelong love of styling hair. So tell me about that, and what was your friends and family's reaction to you wanting to start your own venture?
Yeah, so I was 16. I was a junior in high school at the time when we started thinking about this idea for Sadie B. And entrepreneurial spirit runs deep in our family. Our dad is an entrepreneur and has been pushing us to creatively problem solve from the very beginning. And it really, you know, Sadie B came about by Abby and I combining our unique passions. And my passion for hair started when I was 11 years old. I started a hairstyling business that I called Hair is My Canvas. And I got the name off of Pinterest, the inspiration for it. I started an Instagram account and was doing hair for school dances, events, and then eventually entire wedding parties. It was a true interest and passion for me, and being immersed in the beauty and personal care space at such a young age made it clear to me that the messages in the beauty industry bombarding me constantly, telling me that I need to look a certain way to be considered good enough, were taking a toll on my mental health. And so, you know, Abby's passion plays a big role in this too, like I mentioned. So maybe you share that and then.
Yeah. Well, and I'll just say, Sadie mentioned that, you know, the entrepreneurship spirit runs deep in our family. And so when Sadie and I first started about talking, started talking about starting a business, we received a lot of support from our parents and from other family members, and really excitement among friends. I think that also has to do with the strong entrepreneurship community within Utah. There's a lot of excitement around brand and around starting companies. And so we received a lot of positive feedback at the beginning. Of course, we received pushback as well, but overwhelmingly we received excitement and support.
Like, what do your parents do? Like you mentioned, like the entrepreneurship, like.
Yeah. So our dad started a fine Italian meats company that he started that about 15 years ago, and has been involved in other food companies, and that continues to be his passion and what he works on. But that's where his background has always been. He's a serial entrepreneur. And so we have really followed in his footsteps in our passion for entrepreneurship.
Yeah, that company was called Creminelli.
And then what about your mom? What does she do?
Our mom graduated from BYU. She in humanities. She was an art history major and has never really held a job in that field.
Besides being a full-time mom.
Besides being a full-time mom. And she takes really good care of us and is our hero.
And, you know, you mentioned art history, and obviously hairstyling is an art. And for you to have, at such a young age, been entrusted to do hair for, like, weddings, that's a big deal. I mean, that's a big gig. I mean, like, people want to make sure that it's right. And when you were doing their hair, like, for weddings and other, like, special occasions, like, it sounds to me like they loved, you know, your style. So was there any, like, hairstyle in particular that you did that you were most proud of? Or what was some of the feedback that you got?
Yeah, you know, I think one of my favorite weddings that I did where I felt like I really problem solved. So for the brides, I would always do a trial run to make sure that that's what the hairstyle that they showed me was what they wanted, that we could make it work for their hair, so it would be perfect on the wedding day or for their bridal photos or whatever. And so there's this one particular wedding I was doing where the person's hair was just harder to work with. I wasn't as familiar with it. Was just super fine, short hair. And so I did the first trial run and I left being like, oh my goodness, that cannot be how it turns out on the wedding day. I ended up doing a second trial run for her, and the way the style turned out the second time, I just like studied and watched so many tutorials, kind of creatively came up with my own style to tie in the look that she was going for, but also my creativity, and just ended up with this beautiful twisted updo that, yeah, that I was really proud of, that she was thrilled about. And I think honestly, I'm proud of any hairstyle where the person walked away feeling beautiful and like they could, have their best wedding day or event or whatever they were going for.
Now, I know both of your hair is up, but it seems like, it looks very healthy. So tell me how important hair upkeep is to you and having healthy hair and
Taking care of my hair, when I first started thinking about that was when I was growing up as a competitive swimmer. So I was in the pool for multiple hours every day, and chlorine can be really damaging to your hair. And my experience was every time I went to the hairdresser, it was, oh, we have to cut off all the dead ends, this, all the damage from the chlorine. And so I began to search for products that would help take care of my hair as a swimmer. And that was one of the things that inspired our product creation. One of our collections is the Athlete Collection. And within those products are ingredients that help protect hair from chlorine and from the sun if someone is, spending a lot of time outside. And so that's kind of a dream come true for me to be able to take care of myself and take care of my hair specifically and keep it healthy, when I'm, still enjoying the things I love to do.
Yeah, and hair upkeep for me started at about the same time when I started hairstyling. I started just trying so many new products. I was using sulfate and paraben-free shampoo before it was really even a thing. I was just so invested in finding natural products and things that were super healthy for my hair and scalp, from a hairstyling perspective, rather than like the swim perspective that Abby had. So yeah, I am obsessed with all things hair health and all of the hair trends that are going around. Some of my favorites are the heatless curl trend right now on
Yes.
TikTok.
Yeah.
I've loved playing with that. I love hair oiling and doing that to keep my hair healthy. Just all of those different things. I love doing that and have done since I was 11 years old.
Now, I love that you have a hair quiz on your site, which helps you to customize, the right product for the prospective customer. And one of the questions is, a lifestyle question, like, do you spend a lot of time on the beach and or would you rather spend the day invested in like an artistic product or your work? And I think that that's such an important question to ask because when you're out in the sun can be very damaging to your hair. And I feel like, it's a lot of the times it's unbeknownst to, the person spending their time, their fun in the sun, and they forget that the environmental stress can, dry out your hair.
Yeah, definitely. And we formulated our products to be functional for girls' lifestyles and what they're doing and what they enjoy doing. And obviously, we thought a lot about environmental factors like being out in the sun or like working out a lot, sweating a lot, if you need something more clarifying. And even with that, all of our products are meant to inspire and uplift and really focus on taking care of yourself rather than trying to fix certain things, like fix the way that you look, because we believe that everyone is beautiful and everyone should feel permission to go out and do the things that they love.
You have stylist grade formulas. What is meant by that? And what kind of chemist do you work with?
Yeah. So I had a very clear idea of what I wanted our products to be like when I started formulating them. I felt like I knew from my experience what products were the best. And so we did. We created them as stylist grade formulas. And that really means that they're highly effective, with really potent ingredients that serve girls' needs and deliver these functionalities that we talked about, like the athlete is the most clarifying and protects in the chlorine and the sun. So it gives real benefits to the hair is really what stylist grade means. And we partnered with a formulator in LA that has extensive experience and went through this whole trial and error process with them, creating each of our formulas to be custom. So we told them what we wanted our product to be like, the functionalities to meet girls' needs, and what specific ingredients we wanted to highlight. And then they would formulate it with, all of the chemical balances that it needed to have. And then they would send the sample to us and we would give them feedback. And that was about a year and a half to 2 year process that we formulated our 16 custom formulas with them to perfect them.
Do you have a target audience, like an age group that you're targeting?
Yeah, our target audience is Gen Z girls. So we're Gen Z girls, so about 10 to 24 years old.
And are you like in any kind of like college right now, or are you just kind of like focused on your business? Like, what are you guys doing?
Yeah, we're both college students. I'm a senior studying economics, and Sadie
Yeah.
is studying marketing.
And so, how do you feel like what you're studying now is going to help you develop your business better?
I feel like my classes have been so applicable. I recently took a class that was all about creative advertising, something that is really a role I've taken on in our brand and that I enjoy, but is so key to our brand. This new way of creative advertising, that's really the key. I mean, without our brand, we would just be another shampoo. But what we're really adding to the voice, adding to the industry is a girl's voice.
And what has customer feedback been like?
Yeah, I think we're coming from an angle where we can create a brand where we don't have to guess what girls care about, and we don't have to guess what girls will be interested in. We're also conscious to create a brand that's for all girls and not just Sadie and I's dream brand, which we do through our, we have a girl advisory board where we bring in girls to give us advice and feedback on product and pretty much everything we're doing. But we feel like we are in a really strong position where we are our own target demographic and can create a really authentic brand. For girls, where someone in a different age group might not be able to do it in the same way. And we, our customer feedback has been overwhelmingly positive and so encouraging. It's really inspiring to see how girls are just immediately catching the vision of what we're trying to do and obviously really appreciating the product quality that's available and in formulas that fit their lifestyles.
And speaking of, what are some actives that you can name offhand that ingredients that you formulate the products with?
Yeah, so each product line, we chose very specific active ingredients for to deliver certain functionalities. So our grapefruit go-getter line
is our everyday all hair types formula with coconut oil to lightly hydrate the hair without weighing it down. The go-getter, or sorry, the athlete has our clarifying ingredients like apple cider vinegar and charcoal, and then vitamin E to keep the hair healthy in the sun and the chlorine. Our adventurer line is our most hydrating with sunflower seed oil and castor oil to repair the hair in dry and sunny conditions. And then our fourth line is the creator, which has amino acids and antioxidants in it to nourish color-treated and heat-styled hair.
That's all sounds amazing. As far as the scent profile, do you rely on natural essential oils at all in the products for the scent, or is there some yeah.
So we do. We have 100% natural fragrances, and they're grapefruit, floral, peach citrus, vanilla mint, and berry rose.
And as far as sustainability, that's also a big value for your brand. Bottles are 85% post-consumer recycled. Do you have any sustainability goals, like going forward or in this year, that you'd like to reach, or any partnerships you'd like to mention?
Yeah, so right now we're actually in the process of becoming B Corp certified or applying for that certification. And that process has been so incredible in helping guide us in our sustainability goals and what we can do practically to be a more sustainable business. And so that has inspired a lot of ideas going forward as far as packaging and as well as measuring our environmental impact as a company, which we have done recently with a third party to consider our individual carbon footprints and the impact that our product production is having. And so right now we're really in the process of setting those goals for this next year. And right now, from the beginning, we started with bottles made of recycled material. And eco-friendly ingredients, earth-friendly ingredients that are safe for your body and the planet. And also the shape of our bottles are more economical to ship because they're of the shape. And so it's more, sorry, efficient to ship those bottles. And so yeah, we're just always looking for those ways to improve.
You guys have a mental hygiene, part of your marketing campaign, and that's also an important part. So let's talk a little bit about, the mental health is important, and I know we touched upon this earlier.
Yeah. So this really stemmed from Abby and I have both personally faced mental health struggles. And mental hygiene is so important to us and to the brand. And it's this idea of taking care of your mental health on a daily basis, as you would your physical hygiene. It goes hand in hand, physical and mental hygiene. You take care of your physical hygiene every day to feel clean, to keep from getting sick, things like that. And so that's how we should take care of our mental health as well. And that combined idea of physical and mental hygiene and what we really offer to girls through our brand is what we call girl care. Taking care of the whole you and celebrating the whole girl. And so with mental hygiene, to kind of fulfill our mission there, we offer mental hygiene techs that girls can sign up for that are certified by our in-house therapist, as well as providing easily accessible mental health resources on our website. And then we are also partnered with Girl Up United Nations Foundation. They do incredible work to support girls and get them into leadership positions and support girls' education throughout the world. And they've also recently launched a mental health specific program for girls. And so 1% of our revenue is going to causes like Girl Up that support girls' mental health.
You can find Sadie B products at Target,
at sadieb.co. That's SADIEB.co. Or you can follow the brand on Instagram at sadieb.co. I'm Leanne Albrizio. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you.